This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana House legislative leaders are clashing with Governor John Bel Edwards over how to use Louisiana's $535 million budget surplus as the state faces new budget pressures during the coronavirus outbreak. The Democratic governor has proposed to spend much of the surplus on state building repairs, road and bridge work, coastal protection projects, and levee work. The Edwards administration says the projects could stimulate an economy struggling because of the pandemic and put people to work. House Republican leaders have stripped much of that spending from the state construction budget. They're instead proposing to sock away more surplus dollars into savings or debt payments. They cite financial uncertainties because of the coronavirus. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said his budget proposal to the legislature saves the state's popular college tuition program TOPS, K-12, and social services from cuts, but it trims higher education and health care. At his press conference yesterday, Edwards was asked to describe how he felt about his proposed budget.
So it's one that I believe is responsible, and it's prudent, and it's about the best I think you can do under the circumstances given the REC forecast that we got on Monday of last week.
Governor Edwards was referring to the state's Revenue Estimating Conference's forecast, which indicated the state's revenue intake for the coming year would be about $900 million less than expected. As for the spending cuts, the governor said most state agencies would suffer a 2% cut. The Louisiana Department of Health would be cut by $18 million under the governor's proposal, but Edwards explained none of those cuts would affect Medicaid programs.
This is Red River Radio.